This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Twenty-two Naxalites have surrendered in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh today. These include two women Naxalites. A total reward of 11 lakh rupees was declared on these Naxalites. A cash incentive of 25,000 rupees each has been provided to these surrendered Naxalites under the policy of the state government. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has said that India, as the world's fifth largest economy, must necessarily develop a broad and diverse set of energy relationships. Speaking at a media event in Mumbai yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar said, after decades of hearing the virtues of globalization, the world today is grappling with the reality of industrial policies, export controls and tariff wars. He said ensuring a favorable energy environment for coming decades is understandably one of India's key diplomatic objectives. Dr. Jayashankar said, in such a scenario, it is essential to identify advantages and trends and adapt one's policies accordingly. He added that beyond fossil fuels, it extends to developing and deploying renewables on a large scale, as well as exploring the potential of small modular reactors. The minister noted that a large economy like India needs an overall strategy. In view of the proposal for air connectivity to the Udhampur district, the Airports Authority of India has framed a committee that will assess the ground situation. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the committee comprises experts from the aviation sector, the Air Force and professional pilots. The committee will visit Udhampur next week to assess and work out the implementation of the proposal of Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh for extending its Hindon-Jammu flight to Udhampur. Dr. Singh had received multiple requests from people to connect Udhampur with Delhi via Jammu. Dr. Jitendra Singh, who is a member of parliament from Kathua constituency, posted on X that as a follow-up to the ministry's proposal, it has been intimated that in principle there is no objection to this proposal. Meanwhile, flight service from Ghaziabad's Hindon Airport to Jammu began today, with the first flight taking off from Hindon Airport to Jammu at 9:30 a.m. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that now it will be easier to go to Mata Vaishno Devi Temple from NCR, as passengers will not need to go to Delhi Airport to go to Jammu. The flight from Jammu to Hindon will be at 1 p.m. and will reach Hindon at 2:30 p.m. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist hideout was today unearthed in a remote forest area in Doda district, leading to recovery of a pistol and some ammunition. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the hideout was unearthed during a joint search operation with the Special Operations Group SOG of the local police and army in Bhalra forest area of Badarwa in Doda district. A pistol, its three magazines and 6 rounds and 25 rounds of AK assault rifle were recovered from the hideout. No one has so far been arrested during the operation, which was conducted on a specific intelligence input following reports of suspicious movement. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said to make the Fit India movement a success, the people in the country must include regular exercise and cycling in their daily routine. The minister was speaking after participating in the nationwide Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Lucknow this morning.
साइकिल पोल्यूशन का सॉल्यूशन भी है, साइकिल फिट रहने का मंत्र है, साइकिलिंग से मेंटली और फिजिकली फिटनेस भी बढ़ती है, साइकिलिंग से फ्यूल की बचत होती है और हमारा विदेशी हुड़ियामण भी बचता है। इसलिए मैं देश के सभी नागरिक को आह्वान करता हूँ कि हर संडे एक घंटे के लिए साइकिलिंग करें और अपने स्वयं को फिट रखें।
In the Khelo India Para Games, shooters and para archers showcased exceptional skills and competitiveness, putting up strong fights against their opponents today. At the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range, Sumedha Pathak clinched the gold medal in the 10-meter air pistol women SH1 category. Rubina Francis secured the silver, while Anita Kumari claimed the bronze. Earlier, in the 10-meter air rifle prone mixed SH1 category, Sagar Balasab Katale won gold, Mona Agarwal secured silver, and Deepak Saini took bronze. In the IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 223 for 3 in 16.3 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.